Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today is our Newswatch unit, and we're going to talk about a couple of things that are going on in the news. There's something happening in Argentina, but first of all, we're going to talk about something that has to do with good old Instagram. Instagram, you participate in Instagram, don't you, Stephanie?
Yeah, I was on Facebook for a little while and then got tired of everybody's articles they'd post, mostly about, you know, politics and people being mad. So I got off Facebook and I just wanted to see pictures from my family in particular, you know, of the little kids. So I joined Instagram and I don't follow anybody on Instagram except my family, even though I've had friends try to have me follow them. No. Sometimes people follow so many accounts, they can't even get through all the pictures in one day. But things are changing. They're kind of trying to, you know, change the sort of activities you can participate in on Instagram. You're not on Instagram, are you, Tom?
No, I signed up for Facebook.
Yeah?
And I thought that, well, that's enough.
That's enough.
I already spent enough time on that.
Yeah.
So if I sign up for Twitter or for Instagram.
Oh, I'm on Twitter, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the my smartphone all day.
Yes.
Like all the smartphone zombies I see everywhere all around me. I don't want to become like that. I want to look at the world and not my phone. So I drew the line at Facebook, no more than that. So maybe today you're going to be the expert on Instagram because I'm not a participant in Instagram. So we're talking about something that the New York Public Library is doing with classic literature. Instead of looking at a bunch of pictures on Instagram, maybe now you'll start reading some classic works of literature. So let's find out what this is all about. And we'll find out what's going on in Argentina there. They've got a national park there, I guess, that's in the ocean. So let's find out what this is all about. Let's read through the contents of today's lesson now, one time.
Instagram novels bring classic literature to life. The New York Public Library is bringing classic literature to Instagram. The library has released several well-known works of literature on its account at NYPL. As illustrated, instant novels through the Instagram story feature. Users can move forward and backward and pause to read. And since each novel is saved on the account's story highlights, readers can take a break and go back anytime they wish. With breathtaking animated illustrations, the iconic works of literature seem to pop off the screen. The library conceived of the Insta Novels project as a way to reach a new generation of readers. The novels are meant to feel more accessible thanks to the familiarity of Instagram as a format. The project is also helpful for those who are easily distracted or too busy to read. The account's currently available stories include Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, The Metamorphosis, The Raven, and more. Argentina protects the future of its seas. Argentina's government has voted to create two new marine parks, extending the protected area of its oceans to 126,000 square kilometers. Yaganes, south of Tierra del Fuego, and Namuncurá Birdwood Bank 2 in the South Atlantic cover an area of the Argentine Sea the same size as Hungary. The parks feature underwater mountain ranges and marine ecosystems teeming with sea creatures, many of which are endangered. Commercial fishing and other activities will be restricted in these areas. Despite the fact that the Argentine Sea comprises 36% of Argentina's territory, only 3% of it was protected until now. What's more, the government didn't have enough resources to properly enforce those protections. Thanks to support from organizations like National Geographic and the Vice Foundation, however, it is now much more feasible for Argentina to preserve this larger area of its territorial waters. With these new measures, life in the country's seas will hopefully continue to thrive.
Okay, everybody, it's time now for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. Let's first talk about the Instagram story here. The title is Instagram Novels Bring Classic Literature to Life. So I guess there's some sort of function on Instagram. I'm not familiar with it because I refuse to use it, but I guess there's some kind of a story feature.
Oh, it's videos that you can take, short videos that you can post.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. So I guess that somehow gives you the ability to read content like novels or something like that. So Instagram novels are going to bring classic literature to life. You can see them on your Instagram account, maybe the words, maybe they come with pictures. I guess they're going to have illustrations as well. So let's find out what this is all about. In the first paragraph, it says, the New York Public Library is bringing classic literature to Instagram. So, yes, they're bringing it to Instagram. They're going to feature classic literature there. And if you talk about classic literature, you're talking about, you know, books that are a couple hundred of years old. Maybe not that old, maybe something that's sort of old.
Maybe even 25 or 30 years old, but everyone has decided that this is a book that should always be read.
Yeah, like To Kill a Mockingbird, for example, that would be considered classic literature, or anything by Shakespeare. Those would be examples of classic literature.
I don't know. Maybe Harry Potter will be considered classic in another 50 years.
Maybe it already is.
I would certainly suggest it to any of my friends. I think those are fun books. Well, these particular books, guys, are being offered by the New York Public Library in New York City, which is a beautiful building if you ever get the chance to go. And their account, as most accounts, have either a name or letters and numbers that you use to search for it. They're at NYPL, and they're illustrated Insta novels. And they're using what Tom was talking about, the Instagram story feature. I have to confess, I've never used the story feature, but most of my family members will post things. They don't stay forever, you know. You can go and look at them, and then they disappear usually after a day or so. But this particular offering that the library is doing is going to allow users to move forward and backward. You can also pause. I know most of the story features, the pages will automatically turn depending on how much time that account gave for each page. You know what I'm talking about when I say pages. Mm-hmm. Here, you can actually pause those pages and, you know, depending on how fast or slow you read. And since each novel is saved on the account's story highlights, readers can take a break and go back anytime they wish. Unlike a lot of those Instagram story features, which disappear after a day or so, these will actually be held or kept in the account story highlights. So you can go back anytime you have a free moment and read some more classic literature. This is a great idea.
Sounds like my e-reader, my Kindle, you have one too.
I do.
Whereas, you know, if you read into a book and you get to, say, page 50 and you get busy with something else, you can just turn off the device.
Right.
And then you turn it back on and there's page 50 again.
Love
just
it.
Where you left off. So maybe that's exactly what this Instagram feature is doing here.
You know what, Tom? I didn't actually talk about one of our vocabulary words.
Okay.
Which is illustrated. If you illustrate something, the most basic definition of this is meaning that you can use pictures or drawings or even photos to go along with text so people can see what you're talking about. Here, these Insta novels are also going to come along with illustrations. It sounds like fun. It says right here in that paragraph, with breathtaking animated illustrations. They're animated, which will be really appealing to young kids. If something's animated, it's moving, it's in motion. And we call those big movie cartoons that you can go and see in a theater, animated movies or animations. So that's pretty exciting.
Right, and that, of course, is from the verb to animate. So these illustrations will move. They'll be like mini movies or something like that. So it will make the book more accessible to you and will probably help you read it more. And we're calling these iconic works of literature. Iconic means they sort of represent the genre. They're famous works of literature. And they seem to pop off the screen when you watch those works of literature, or when you read them, I should say. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, the library conceived of the Insta Novels project project as a way to reach a new generation of readers. So here we've got the phrase to conceive of something. That means you just think of this idea. So they came up with this idea because they wanted to have these books accessible. Well, now the novels are meant to feel more accessible thanks to the familiarity of Instagram as a format. So if something is accessible, that means it's not intimidating, it doesn't scare you, and you go, oh, I don't want to read that, that's too hard. Like Shakespeare is sort of not accessible to modern audiences. It's really hard to read, so you need to have somebody translate it for you. But they want to make these stories more accessible. Because of Instagram, people are familiar with it. Therefore, they can read this stuff. It's more accessible. They're familiar or comfortable with the Instagram environment. And we're also talking about the familiarity of Instagram. Familiarity just means how something is familiar to you, how used to it you are.
Yeah, and a lot of things can be very familiar to you. This, of course, is the noun form of that adjective most of us know, familiar, something you recognize. And because most young users of smartphones play with Instagram every day, they already know how the program works, the app works. So they'll be comfortable trying a new feature, these Insta novels. It's talking about the format that they're in. We use that word format to talk about what kind of version it's in and also what kind of, you know, they can take one thing like a book and change the format so it appears as a movie, or here, of course, it's animated reading. So you'll be reading, plus there are pictures to go along with it. The project's also helpful for those who are easily distracted or too busy to read. If you're distracted, you let other things interrupt what you're doing. A lot of things can distract us. Friends who want to go play instead of leaving us at home to do our homework. Or maybe you're at work and they're doing some construction below and it's hard to concentrate on your work. You're distracted by the noise. Here it says the account's currently available stories include two very famous books, at least here for me. The Metamorphosis I have not read, I'll confess, but Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, I think most everybody knows about that. And The Raven, which is a scary book. Scary but very fun. We're going to take a quick break here, guys. Going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back to talk about something that's happening under the sea.
Hi everyone, my name's Jenny. 今天我们要看新闻，两则新闻里面第一则，大家有用 Instagram 吗？现在你可以在上面阅读小说，怎么用 IG 来看小说？我们这篇新闻里面就是告诉大家，它变得更容易了，就有一个更方便的管道。那首先呢，新闻里我们要注意到几个小地方，它提到了说，现在呢，纽约的公共图书馆，它把这些经典文学带进了 Instagram， 而这里头它其实就已经有好几篇著名的文学作品。好，我们要谈 works 这个字。 work 一般我们知道最常用的当然是它不可数名词的用法，也就是工作。可是呢，我们如果加了 s就要注意解释，像它当文学的作品，指作品不管是艺术作品或是文学作品的时候，它是可以数名词，可以加 s， 所以说 works of literature 就指文学作品。好，那另外一个地方就是我们注意到它提到它已经有发布了几篇这种作品在他的账号，那这里用一个 released， 我们知道这代表发行，而他发行的这些文学作品呢，是以什么样的形式呢？ Illustrated Instant Novels， 我们知道这个称呼，也就是我们现在讲的 IG 上的小说，以这种有加了插图的方便大家阅读。接下来他当然还提到说，以前可能都是纸本或者是电子版的小说，可是现在在 Instagram 上，因为大家常用而且熟悉了，所以当然更方便了。那这里有提到了说，这里你什么时候想看都可以，如果你看到了一半中间离开再回来，什么时候想回来看都没有关系， anytime they wish。 好，再来呢又提到我们晓得这里头有插图，所以说 with 这个介系词要注意了。当你呢描述一个东西它具有什么的时候，你可以用介系词片语 with 来连接。最后这边还提到了这个图书馆像它用 instant novels 这样子的构想，当然可以让新一代的读者们更接近他们，而且呢大家都会用 Instagram， 要读这些小说就更容易了。注意到这个片语吗？ are meant to， 本来的目的就是要在后面所提到的让你更容易接近它。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We are talking about some news stories that have been in the press lately. The media has made us aware. We've got Instagram novels. Anybody out there who has an Instagram account and wants to check that out, go to @NYPL. And we also have this story, which is about Argentina. Argentina is a country down in South America, and they speak Spanish. I haven't been there myself, but it sounds like a lovely place to go. It says here that they're protecting the future of their seas. What are they doing to protect their seas over there?
Well, the government of Argentina has voted to create new two marine parks. Marine meaning having to do with the sea. Mm-hmm. So these parks will actually be in the ocean. They are extending the protected area of its oceans to 126,000 square kilometers. So, of course, the area of Argentina not only includes the land, but it also includes the ocean around Argentina. So they're protecting the area of the ocean here. And Yaganes, south of Tierra del Fuego, and Namuncurá Birdwood Bank 2 in the South Atlantic cover an area of the Argentine Sea the same size as Hungary. You probably heard of Tierra del Fuego. That's like as far down in South America as you can get. They share that territory with Chile over there. And then there's another area called the Namuncurá Birdwood Bank 2. That's in the South Atlantic, which is to the east of Argentina in the South Atlantic Ocean there. And they cover an area of the Argentine Sea the same size as the country of Hungary in Europe there. That's quite a large country, actually.
Yeah.
So the parks feature underwater mountain ranges and marine ecosystems teeming with sea creatures, many of which are endangered. So, of course, they've got these mountains that are under the water. That's pretty cool. And these ecosystems where you've got underwater plants and coral and fish and stuff like that is part of a system there. And there are lots of sea creatures down there, but a lot of them are endangered of going extinct.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I would like to go, I guess, deep sea diving to check this out. So like Tom said, it's a beautiful area. It's quite a big area. When we use that word teeming with, guys, T-E-E-M, to team with something just means to be full of that thing. So it's got a lot of sea creatures there, but a lot of them are endangered, meaning they're at risk of going extinct. Maybe they've been overfished or overcollected. So we want to protect them. Now, since commercial fishing, those are fishermen that go out to fish in order to make a living. And other activities are going to be restricted in these areas. Restricted just meaning they're going to protect this area. So you can't just go out there and fish commercially as much as you want. No, they're going to restrict some of this activity in those areas. Now, moving on to the next paragraph, it says, despite the fact that the Argentine Sea comprises 36% of Argentina's territory, only 3% of it was protected until now. More is protected, of course, now that they've changed this. Despite the fact, when you run into this phrase at the beginning of a sentence, know that there's a fact, some sort of information that's going to follow this phrase that is then going to lay that fact out and then tell you why or why it's not important. Despite the fact, so even though we know that the Argentine Sea actually comprises 36% of Argentina's territory, That's a big chunk there, 36%. Only 3% of this beautiful marine area was protected until now. So we're glad that they're now protecting it. The government got involved. Now, the government didn't have enough of its own resources or money to properly enforce those protections. That's why they could only protect about 3% until now. Somehow, the money situation has changed. We're going to talk about that. But look at this word enforce here first. If you enforce something, it means there's already a rule or some sort of law that people know about that must be obeyed. Sometimes we have laws, but they don't really enforce them, meaning, you know, people break them, but they're not afraid of getting a ticket or getting arrested because the police don't really, they're not very strict about enforcing these things. For example, scooters on the roads here, they drive crazy all the time. And even though they know what the laws are, the scooter riders don't care and the police don't stop many of them anyway.
Well, they can't. The police just can't stop all the scooters that are going down the wrong way of the road or riding on the sidewalk or running red lights. There just aren't enough police to enforce those laws. So now I guess the government has enough resources to enforce the protection.
Yeah, but that's because organizations are getting involved.
Okay, very good. So they want to enforce those protections. And thanks to support from organizations like National Geographic, it is now much more feasible for Argentina to preserve this larger area of its territorial waters. So thanks to the support of these various foundations, it's more feasible to protect these parts of the ocean. So here we've got the word feasible, and feasible just means it's possible to do something, especially if you can do it easily with the support of a lot of people.
Yeah, I could give you an example. Maybe you have 20 minutes for lunch between two jobs that you have. It's really not feasible to go and buy something and sit down and eat lunch. You're probably going to have to grab something and eat it on the way because there's not enough time, so it's not feasible. There are a lot of things that make things feasible or not feasible, depending on what you're talking about. So now, it's definitely more possible for Argentina to preserve this larger area of its territorial waters. The territorial just means their territory, this area of land that belongs to them, or those seas that belong to them. With these new measures, these new laws, this new program, life in the country's seas will hopefully continue to thrive. If you see this word or someone saying to you, oh, you look like you're thriving here in Taiwan, it means they're saying you look like you're really doing well, that you're flourishing, that you're successful. Good for you.
Indeed. For example, of course, where I'm from, the country, there aren't a lot of opportunities. So many people move to the cities in order to thrive, in order to be successful, to find good jobs and things like that. So indeed, hopefully they can protect some of those endangered species in the oceans off the coast of Argentina. And it kind of also makes me wonder about what sort of protections are available in the oceans around Taiwan here, because, of course, there's lots of great sea life in the ocean around Taiwan. Hopefully, all of it or most of it is protected with some kind of national park or something like that. So, yeah, I'd like to look into that a little further. Argentina is way over on the other side of the world. I'd like to hear about what's going on here on our side of the world. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We need to hear now from our Chinese teacher.
好，接下来我们看第二则新闻。好，这则新闻呢是在阿根廷。阿根廷他们这个国家呢，现在他要设非常超级大型的海洋公园。这两座海洋公园呢，哇，它的面积有多大？他说，它其实就像匈牙利这一个国家这么大的一片海域。好，那提到了阿根廷，我们知道这个地方它里头的海洋公园扩展到有多大？扩展这个字 extend 这边加了 ing， 当然我们晓得如果你用 ing 现在分词这样子的形式引导出来的这样的片语，它就是一个分词构句的形态，因为主词是一样的，提到了它面积领域多大，后面修饰来用的。好，记住这样分词构句的句型。那在提到说 它有这么大，有多大？注意到了吗？有一个偏语 the same size as。当你说 A 和 B 一样大的时候，当然 the same 后面会接的这个介系词是 as。好，那提到这个国家 Hungary 真的是超级大。好，接下来我们要注意到的是，说到这些海洋公园，它里头有水里山脉，还有海洋生态系统。那这些海洋生态系统里头呢 ，teeming with sea creatures。看到 teeming，T-E-E-M-I-N-G， 好，这个加了 ing， 一样的，这也是一个分词，它用的目的就在于修饰前面这个海洋生态是充满了海洋生物。接下来他说到它充满了海洋生物，然后逗点后面接着 many of which are， 提到关系子句，有的时候限定跟非限定差很多，这个是一个非限定用法，而非限定用法里面也常常会有这种不定代名词 many of 这样子的用法，再加冠带，所以记得指的当然是指前面的 sea creatures 里面有很多都是濒临绝种的。那最后这边有提到了阿根廷海滩占了阿根廷领土的36%， 而本来没有受到保护的，因为现在有其他的资源，所以就得到更好的保护。这一段的段落开头 despite the fact that， 这个片语大家应该蛮熟悉的，基本上 despite 是介系词，但是介系词后面加了个 the fact， 可以再加一个 that 的子句，就表示尽管。好，我们今天讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See you.